is today I wanted to talk about the archangels and their time for extraordinary announcements. And I wanted to begin actually with Gabriel, that when you have this huge announcement that you're about to make, and, you know, it's like a proclamation and something that would be trusted to a super angel, an archangel, and this announcement, but especially on the Feast of Our Lady. And, you know, one of the great angels that came to Mary and for this super announcement to Zechariah and to Mary was Gabriel. And I wanted to begin with Gabriel because, you know, we kind of don't underrate this. And what you're dealing with are messengers. You are a messenger. And the conduit of this heavenly message that wants to come, especially the gospel, to the whole world. And so he now, Gabriel, is entrusted with coming to Zechariah, who is going to announce the end of the Old Testament prophets. And he really, I think it's so important to listen to that story of that announcement when he first appears. He actually doesn't give his name until he runs into a little problem with Zechariah. I think he just wants to come and be unannounced, but he is this special messenger that God is about to climax the Old Testament prophets with this final coming of John the Baptist, who is actually going to be the precursor, the one who comes before the Messiah himself. Then Zechariah said to the angel, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is advanced in years." And then Gabriel gets a little upset with this, because this is important. And the angel said to him in reply, "I am Gabriel, who stand before God. I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you the good news, but now you will be speechless and unable to talk until the day this happens and takes place, because you did not believe my words." Like, this announcement is so huge. Don't you mess around with me. I'm Gabriel. And so he announced, and his name is the character that he has, the character of the messenger of God. God is sending a message to the entire world. John the Baptist is going to be the last of the Old Testament prophets. He really is so much more gentle when he comes to Mary, because he announces to her and he sees this beauty in the one who receives the message as he comes to her. And listen to the difference. And this is in St. Luke's Gospel. It's the beginning with the 26th verse. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, that's the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what he had said and pondered what sort of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." What an announcement he's about to make. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. This was the longed for Messiah. What does she respond to that? She knows all of the history of the God going to sin, and now he is the Son of the Most High God. And she is so protective of her virginity. But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" She and Joseph had had it that they had vowed their virginity to God. And then the angel said to her, this magnificent announcement, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Thank you, Gabriel. What an announcement. And so we take not only from him, messenger of God and archangel, but in your life and in mine, when do we turn to the archangels in those big events of our life, those huge times when we need to announce something? What you were just telling me, why not invoke Gabriel for the undertakings that you have? Why not invoke Gabriel for these magnificent times? Really, this is great and magnificent news for the whole world. You know, when I hear things that are such messages that really are so shattering for the whole world, I still remember when I heard the death of John F. Kennedy. I remember where I was. You know, who was present bringing that to our attention? I believe there was a Gabriel moment in the whole world. That really shook not only the United States, but it shook the whole world. When Gabriel comes along, it's huge. I remember that the announcement of the resignation of Benedict XVI. Who was this? Wow, that's news. For 600 years, nothing like that ever happened. I remember as I looked at Pope Francis coming out onto the balcony, and even there's the cardinals that had just elected him weren't aware of the sign he made to the entire world. Wow! That was Gabriel. These moments, those chilling moments where you know you have a world event, something shaking. And I believe, too, could you call upon Gabriel just, you know, he's for the nations? Yes. But he is also for your family. He's for your parish. He's for your city. He can be invoked in those huge events that take place in your family. The announcement of a couple that wasn't able to conceive, and they're going to have a baby. Wow. You know, and I just know that so many families that have come to me and have said, "We're going to have a child," and the joy and the happiness, that's like a Gabriel moment for that family. Or how we have a Gabriel moment. And so this moment of this announcement of a baby, coupled with much prayer, we need an archangel's intervention at that time. How important it is for our family, for a parish, when some event is going to take place. That's an extraordinary event. There is such a need for the invoking of Gabriel. I took him first because I really believe the whole history of the world has changed of what he announced 2016 years ago. Can you imagine a proclamation more important than that one? 2016 years ago, Gabriel comes and announces there's going to be a Savior and he's going to come into the world.
Do you think, Monsignor, that when you just said proclamation, it just hit me. One of the biggest proclamations we have is at the Easter Vigil, where there's announcements made in the liturgy of the church, the universal liturgy of the church. Do you think sometimes we fail to realize that's the most important announcement that's made, and that Gabriel is maybe overseeing or at least part of when all the churches do that?
Can I also say that happens every single time we go to Mass, and especially every Sunday? And the invocation of the archangels around the altar is not only for Gabriel, but it's for Michael, and it's also for Raphael and all of the angels. This event is the most powerful event of the entire week. I believe when the angels come into play, and then we have a more, after this week, I intend to get to the seraphic level too, this event will help us enter into the sanctuary and the holiness of the event of the Eucharist. I believe it's so shabby and so unholy and so profane, the celebration, that those who come into it, if they experience the angelic world, helping us become aware, we are so insensitive to these angels, archangels, thrones, and the whole nine choirs. They're the ones who are going to surround not only Gabriel and Raphael and Michael, but all of the angels. And I would love to have us build up. I was thinking of today as like building blocks, especially coming to the sanctuary, the holiness of the Eucharist, where the celebration of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ takes place in our midst. The second angel that I wanted to discuss, and I just love him so much, is Raphael. The extraordinary needs that a family has. Tobith is just finds himself in debt, and he's blind, and he has a lot of crisis in his life. That's when we call on archangels. In other words, thank you, angels. You've really done us very well in our work, but I have a crisis now. I there's a special need I have. What is the introduction of the archangel? And so Tobit finds himself blind. He wants to send his young son out to a place, Media, and the kid doesn't even know where it is. And so he says, Dad, I don't even know where that is. He said, well, his dad said, find someone. And where do you find the archangel? Right at your door. All he does, if you read the fifth chapter of Tobit, and when he presents this suffering and pain and crisis in his family, he says, well, how can I get there, Dad? Well, you go out and find somebody. And he just walks out the door, and there's this Raphael, the archangel. Do you know the way to Media? Yeah, I travel it often. Here, right under his hand, How often in my life, and I'm sure you could testify, that when a crisis came along, something very special happened that put me in touch with this or that. And I can still remember some of those events that were so extraordinary. And they happened, and they were so joy-filled and happiness-filled and resolving that particular crisis, that I believe that Raphael is an archangel that we could call upon, especially in family crisis. When someone is very sick in my family, when we're undergoing a great financial crisis, when we're undergoing maybe some kind of crisis with regard to an emotional crisis with regard to children in the family, whatever it might be, when your family is in crisis, call upon Raphael. In illness, in suffering, in times of need. And isn't this true also of, don't we need archangels now, and can't we invoke in our nation, how our nation needs not just angels, but archangels. And I would particular say that Raphael, there's a medical problem here. His name means medicine of God. There's a financial problem here. There's a problem with regard to relationship, his young son meeting his bride. There's a demonic problem here, how he's going to bring about this resolution to this crisis of the girl he's going to marry, and with regard to demons. What a magnificent example of family crisis and the crisis in the world.
Monsignor, I know of a woman who suffered from a fourth stage cancer, and she prayed to God, and I'm sure to Saint Raphael. One day she came in and she said, "I've been healed," but it wasn't of the cancer. It was the fear of what would come next. That brought her so much peace. And she did die. It would take her life within the following months. But that type of healing, I mean, Raphael, we don't know what the Father's will is, but the angel continues to help heal.
What was the fruit of that?
Peace.
Peace, joy, happiness. That always is the result of Raphael's work. It's so much peace. Peace in the parish, peace in your family, and peace in the nation. When we call upon the archangel, and they specifically can intervene and bring about enormous and wonderful changes. I really see it over and over again. And finally, the one that many of us look to when we think of archangels is Michael. I love his name. And often I don't think we understand where he gets his name. When the chief angel, Lucifer, the light bearer, who is one of the highest orders of God's creation, says to God, "I will not serve. I am like you." Who is like God? Comes up from the ranks, way down from an archangel's position, and rising up now to challenge Lucifer at the top. Mikael, that's what his name means. Who is like God, is what Michael means. And so when we read this account in the Revelations, Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels battled against the dragon. The dragon and his angels fought back, but they did not prevail, and there was no longer any place for them in heaven. The huge dragon, the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceived the whole world, was thrown down to the earth, and its angels were thrown down with it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, "Now has salvation come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one." The magnificent power that is shown by those who follow what God wants them to. There's crisis now, and I really believe one of the greatest crises facing us is the fact that Satan has unleashed his power and his darkness so powerfully in the world. Really, we are entering, as Paul says, a new age of warfare and spiritual warfare for the entire church. We are in such crisis and such need. For no, it's not like it was in the days of the apostles. It's not like it was in the days of John when he was writing this book of Revelations, where the Christians were being hammered, just like they are now in so many parts of the world. But it was taken entirely differently then. They were so happy and glorified by the fact that you can't kill us. So many were really seeing that the kingdom of God was being achieved by the blood of the martyrs. But today, you know, Michael is so needed because so many of our enemies are unrecognized by members in the church itself. And so how we need Michael and the archangels to call upon at this time of crisis. In a century ago, Leo XIII saw what damage Satan was doing against the church. And he invoked a prayer, which is an exorcism, and we still have it. And he asked that this prayer, "Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. Restrain him, O God, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of heavenly hosts, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits that wander about the world seeking the ruin of souls." Saint Michael is so important in today's warfare, and for all the church, every parish, every Christian to know there's a head-on battle in every soul for the kingdom of God, because the kingdom of God is within us, and Christ dwells within every baptized human heart. Christ dwells within every confirmed human soul, that we are the church of God, and that every time we receive communion, the explosion in us of the body and blood, soul and divinity of Christ unites us with Jesus. How little we know of that, especially in our celebrations of the Eucharist. How little we know of that, especially in our day-by-day lives where Christ is living in us as we live the Paschal mystery. And so St. Michael is really needed, I believe, and it's a critical call that we have for him and the archangels in the church. I think it's a great time now to invoke the archangels. They are especially needed in time of crisis and when the church and its people are in such extreme danger and difficulty.
And if I'm not mistaken, Monsignor, for us, we can be confident of their names. We can be confident of who they are or the gift they are to us because of our scriptures, the three. But there are many more archangels that we're not even aware of, aren't there? I mean, just
myriads of them. But their special role is in times of crisis. And their special calling as archangels is to assist us in these special times and special needs when there is greater need and protection. So they're kind of the ones that we do have their names, but there's all kinds of archangels around your parish, around your house, really wanting to be called upon in those times of crisis and need. You have your guardian angel that we talked about yesterday, and you also have this particular higher power. In other words, it's an entirely different level of power. The angel can do what it does, but this is so much more power. I can't even compare it with like high-test gasoline. No, that doesn't. It's an entirely different species of angel that comes on. Now, you don't just keep using him in ordinary things. You know, you have this wonderful angel. But when a special need comes along, that time is when you call upon four messages to get across or proclamations for the medical problems that you may be having or economic situations, which you would especially call on that kind of need and in warfare.
Do you think, Monsignor, that when you speak of our guardian angel, because they know us so well and they are in the situation, their ability to be able to communicate, they cooperate and they call in that need for the archangel so that our guardian angel is much a part of the process. It's like they're the ones that call 911 and get that assistance. Does that make sense?
I think, honestly, when you invited me to talk, you were an instrument of Gabriel. I see that. And when he even began this program today, I knew that, yeah, that's like where you, through your gift, are fitting in with how Gabriel announces this. How do I get that message out there? I can pray and I can call on the archangels, but through this medium, there's so many have called me and told me that they've been listening to this. They actually call me and tell me they've been hearing this. So it's such a popular thing. And we need just what this is talking about in our families, in our situation, because many, many families are now in crisis, and they have these kind of needs that, and here are these archangels kind of sitting around just waiting to be used. And maybe their angels have been nodding you and prodding you, get this going.
Yeah.
That's what I just
saw
there.
Or shoving me into this direction in a very loving way.
Yeah. And thank you.
Yeah, Monsignor, this has just been just incredible. And I know there are those who are listening and you have questions in the comment box of the podcast or in the section on the email when they receive it. If they could just communicate, they can message us what their question is. They too might be the prompting of an archangel to try to help bring clarity and a message to the world. How does that sound?
I'd be glad to hear each one of them. We need to be prodded too. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Final thought, Monsignor?
I had some blessing that I wanted to give, and this is the blessing of the archangel. May the archangel of encouragement confirm you in worth and self-respect, that you may live with the dignity that presides in your soul. May the archangel of death arrive only when your life is complete and you have brought every given gift to the threshold where its infinity can shine forever. God bless.